Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Divine Deliverance Ministry. We're located here in the Fort Worth, Texas area. And your host for today is Evangelist Susan Spain.
Good morning. Truly, it's a blessing to be with you today on March the 1st. This is the first day of March, the very first Sunday in this particular month. And truly, we are excited to be with you today because truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Why? Because millions did not make it, and we were one of the ones who did. So to God be the glory for all of the things that he has done, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way, giving us the activities of our limbs, the ability to see, the ability to smell, speak, and to hear. Oh, we're excited. We're excited about this day despite the issues, despite the trials. We are excited to be with you today. We are excited about this day the Lord has made because truly he has been good to us. Amen. Amen. We may be going through some things, but we are yet excited. Amen. So you have to be excited about the things that God has already done for you, despite the things that you may be going through. You yet have to be excited. Amen. I'm just excited to be with you today. Again, this is March the 1st, 3-1-15. My God, this is the day, the Trinity, the month of Trinity, 3-1. And we are excited about this particular day. God is going to do some new things. This is the last month of this first quarter of the year 2015 for new direction, and God is going to do some new things this month, and I am excited about that. Amen. Hallelujah. You are listening to the Divine Deliverance Ministries. We're located here in Fort Worth, Texas, and I am Evangelist Susan Spain. You're always welcome to reach out to us at our website at www.divinedeliverancemin.com, or you can send us an email at divinedeliverancemini@gmail.com, or you could check us out on Facebook. We're also there, Divine Deliverance Ministries, Fort Worth. So you can always reach out to us. Let us know how we're doing, how well you're enjoying the broadcast. And if you're desiring prayer, please, please, by all means, reach out to us on our website. We have a tab that you could go to and type out your needs or your requests for your prayers, and we will certainly be in prayer with and for you. On last weekend, excuse me, we had a wonderful time with our Lady Talk, as I talked about on last Sunday. I'm still excited about the outcome of the Lady Talk that we had with our Texas Northeast First Ecclesiastical Jurisdictional Women, Young Women Christian Council, and our panelists, District Missionary Janice Burks, Missionary Delisa Reed, Missionary Sharon Williams, and Missionary Miesta Wright. They were phenomenal. We, again, thank them so much for sharing their time with us, their experience and knowledge of the Word of God with us on last week, because I believe that the ladies who participated on last week, they really left with something, and it gave them something to carry on and to talk with their sisters about. And I'm just thankful for that, that they thought so much of me to come and to share their time with us. And we are getting ready for this coming Thursday, I believe is when it will be. We will be with one of the panel guests with the host, Lady Darrellyn Johnson, on the Healing for Recovery Empowerment Call. And that will be Thursday, March the 5th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the call-in number is 712 432-6100. Access number is 1-893-2617. And the topic will be recovering as God transitions you from level to level. And just to talk a little bit about that, there are so many losses as well as gains when you go from one level to another level. And the thing about that is that we oftentimes, as God is positioning us and transitioning us to another level, there's usually a fight, and we war with ourselves and with the Spirit because we're not willing to release some things. But God is, He's preparing us to go to another level. And how many of you all know that when you go from one level to another level, that you cannot take everything with you when you go? Because as you climb the stairs and you go from the first floor to the 15th floor, if you take everything that you started out with on the first floor, as you travel up the stairs to floor 15, your load may be very heavy. And some of the things that you carry from one floor, from one level to another, may not be necessary for you as you get to the next level. So we're going to talk about that on Thursday night, and I'm thankful to Lady Daryl and Johnson for thinking of me to be a part of the empowerment call on Thursday. And so if you would, please join us at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time at that particular number at the 7 p.m. hour. And at the end of the month, we're looking forward to going to Tyler, Texas, to be with Pastor Philip Walter and Lady Janice Walter during their Women's Day program. And we'll get more information as the information comes. So we're excited about what the Lord is doing because truly He is doing great things. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit about situations that you may be going through. I don't know about you, but from time to time, there are things that we go through, trials, tribulations. We go through various things, and oftentimes it seems as if the Lord does not hear us. His ear is not close to us. It's as if we speak to Him, and He's not hearing us. He's not responding. But how many of you all know that in that particular time and in that hour, that He yet hears us, He hears our cry, and as we already know, He's already gone before us to make the way for our escape during that time, and that He is able to work out any problem in any situation that we may have. And if we would just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and understand that if we continue to have faith in Him, that things will work out for our good. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. And the thing is that if we can just get through the "and we know," hallelujah, that's when we're going through the trials and the tribulations, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Glory to God. And it's not the things that we see. And oftentimes, and I'm talking about me as well, we get caught up in the things that we see and the things that we cannot see. But faith is the substance. This is now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to hope for it. It says now faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. So our faith is the things that we're hoping for and the things that we are bringing to us because of the faith that we have, those things that we cannot see. So we have to speak those things that be not as though, get into the atmosphere and decree that it shall be so, because the Bible says that whatsoever we decree, it shall be established. So we must do, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for the word. So we must stand upon the word of God, believing that all things are possible to those who believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so for that, I wanted to talk about that the Lord, Jesus, will work it out. No matter what it is that you're going through, Jesus will work it out. Let's go to the book of Matthew, St. Matthew this morning. And let's just read a couple of scriptures here. And Matthew 8 and 23. And it reads as thus, "Then he got in the boat, his disciples with him. The next thing they knew, they were in a severe storm. Waves were crashing into the boat, and he was sound asleep. They roused him, pleading, 'Master, save us. We're going to drown.'" Hallelujah. So we're reading from Matthew 23 and 25, and we're just going to talk a little bit about Jesus will work it out. In these passages of scriptures, we see Jesus Christ and his disciples getting into a ship to sail across the Sea of Galilee. And while they were sailing across the Sea of Galilee, Jesus and his disciples were met with a great sea storm that rocked the ship back and forth and up and down. Now, there is a lesson for us to learn in this passage of scriptures. The lesson that you can learn is that just because Jesus Christ is the head of your life, and he is the center of your life, and he is the savior of your life, that does not mean that you are going to be exempt from going through or having some storms in your life. Just as the disciples had Jesus in the ship with them, but they sailed into a great sea storm, you too, even though you have Jesus in your life, you will face some storms in your lifetime. But there is a sweet relief in knowing that no matter how great the storm is, Jesus will be right there by your side, and he is able to handle your storms. And while the disciples were trying to navigate and figure out how they were going to survive the great sea storm, they found themselves in the scripture as it says that Jesus was fast asleep. The ship was being rocked back and forth, but yet Jesus was fast asleep. The waters were crashing mightily against the ship. Lightning was flashing, thunder was roaring, but yet through it all, Jesus was still fast asleep. And sometimes in life, it seems as if when we are going through some rough storms in our life, as if when you are going through some trials or tribulations in your life, sometimes you may feel that the Lord has gone to sleep on you. But I want to assure you that no matter what storm that you may find yourself in, no matter what trial, no matter what tribulation that you may be in, always remember that it has not gone unnoticed by the Lord. For the Lord sees all, and he knows all about you, about what you are going through. You may be going through some storms in your marriage or in your relationship or on your job, at school, or in your home, within your health, or in your finances, or whatever the case may be. But just remember, God sees all, and he knows all about your situation. But yet a question is being asked: why was Jesus fast asleep during the storm? First of all, Jesus was not asleep because of unconcern, because Jesus is a caring Savior. He cares all about you. No matter what storm you may be going through, no matter what your trial or tribulation may be, you may be in, no matter how adverse or how bad the situation that you may find yourself in, just remember that Jesus cares. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you." Knowing that the Lord cares for you, you must cast your cares upon him, even when it seems that he does not hear you or he has gone fast asleep on you. Now there are some good reasons why Jesus was asleep during the storm in this passage of scriptures. One of the reasons why Jesus was asleep during the storm was that he was tired. He had been preaching all day, healing the sick all day, casting out devils all day, and because Jesus Christ was human as well as divine, in his humanity, because he worked all the day long, Jesus was tired. And when Jesus got tired, he did the natural thing. He went to sleep. Now another question is being asked, and the question is, how come Jesus did not wake up when the ship was being tossed to and fro, back and forth and down during the sea storm while sailing on the Sea of Galilee? The reason why Jesus did not awaken himself when the ship was being tossed mightily during the storm was because Jesus had a deep trust and faith in his Father God, and that he believed that no matter what storm that would come his way, Jesus just believed that his Father God would take care of him and, hallelujah, and protect him. And this is how our faith in God should be. We should trust God so much that we believe that no matter what storm that may come our way, glory be to God, we should believe God is going to take care of us and he is going to protect us. We should be able to rest in the Lord, believing and trusting in God to help us when we are going through a storm. Can I get a light? Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And while Jesus was asleep in the midst of the storm, his disciples were trying to work their way out of the storm. They were trying to figure out how they were going to survive the storm. They were trying to figure out how they were going to guide the ship through the dangerous waters, the watery waves. They were trying to figure out how they were going to keep the ship from being overflowed with water. And that is how we are sometimes. When we are in trouble, we try to figure out how we are going to get out of trouble ourselves. But when we are in trouble, we need to call up on the name of the Lord for help. Hallelujah. And this is what the disciples finally did. After trying to do everything themselves, they remembered that they must call upon the name of the Lord. When the disciples saw how fruitless their efforts were in trying to save themselves out of the sea storm, the scripture says the disciples came to Jesus and awoke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we perish." And that is a lesson for us to learn. Whenever you find yourself in trouble, you need to go to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Lord, you are my very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, I need you to deliver me out of my storm. Lord, it's me. It's me. It's me. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Oh, it's not my mother, not my brother, not my sister, oh God, but it's me. I'm standing in need of prayer." Hallelujah. Just as the disciples did, they cried out, "Lord, save us. If you don't save us, then we will perish." So when you find yourselves in an adverse situation or in a bad circumstance, you need to go to Jesus and say, "Lord, save me." When you find yourself in pain, discouraged, depressed, down and out, you need to go to the Lord and say, "Lord, save me." When you find yourself in a situation and you feel as if you're about to lose your mind, you need to go to the Lord Jesus and say, "Lord, save me. Lord, renew my mind." Hallelujah. "Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me." Glory to God. "Lord, save me and lift me up, oh God, and let me stand." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the situation and the circumstance that you're in is not greater than God. It's not greater than, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. We serve a mighty God. We serve a big God. We serve a God who is able to do anything but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. So when you find yourself in a situation that you feel that you cannot get out of, when you're in, you're going through your trials and through your tribulations, call on the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says that no weapon that is formed, he did not say that the weapons would not form. He said the weapons, no weapon formed shall prosper. So the weapons will come. That means that you will go through the trials. You will go through tribulations. You will find yourself going in a storm of life, but yet the weapon is formed, it shall not prosper. Why? Because the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good. Oh, glory to God. And we know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, believe in that no matter what you're going through, that God is able to bring you out of
beloved. He said that he was a very present help in the time of trouble. So all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. There is power, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. There is power. In the name of Jesus, there's healing power. When you find yourself sick and you feel like you're sick unto death, all you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus, because he said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. You are healed by my stripes. Glory be to God. So if you call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus, then you can feel your healing. Healing will come down. Glory to God. When your finances are low, just call upon the name of Jesus and he will see you through. He will make a way for your escape. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He will put people in your path. He will put you on others' minds that they will call to check up on you, and he will make a way out of no way. Glory to God. The song says, while you're trying to figure out, he's already worked it out. Baby, need a pair of shoes, and you're looking to buy some food, but Jesus will. He will work it out. How many of you all know that Jesus will work it out? I believe in my spirit today that I'm speaking not just to myself, but I'm speaking to some other people that are going through some trials, have some tribulations, and you feel that you're at the end of your rope and that you don't know which way to go. But I just want to encourage you today to hold on. Don't give up, because Jesus will work it out. He will work it out no matter what it is that you're going through. God will deliver. God will set free. He will deliver, and he will come through on time. It may not be what you want, but Jesus will. He will deliver on time. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Glory to God. Don't look at man and don't listen to what they say, but you just lean on God and trust and believe that he will see you through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now that you're working out the situation. We thank you right now that you're working out the circumstance. We thank you right now, God, for the strength in time of weakness. We thank you right now, God, for the praise that you've given us in the midst of pain. Lord, we thank you right now because you've been so good, God. We thank you right now, God, because you are omnipotent, God. You are an all-seeing, God. You are all-knowing, God. And Lord, we bless you because you're great, because you're holy. Yes, God, we magnify you, God, because you're the great I am. You're the beginning and the ending. You're the first and the last. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the creator of the creation. God, we bless you today. We magnify you. We glorify you. Lord, we lift you up today, and we thank you right now. We thank you, God. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you for being a very present help in the midst of our trouble. Lord, we thank you right now. Oh, you've been so good, God. We thank you right now for life, God. We thank you for life. We thank you for life. When the enemy tried to take our lives, Lord, you said not so, and you restored us, oh God. And we thank you for life today. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we magnify you. We glorify
you today. Oh, we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for the ways that you're making, God. We thank you right now, God, oh, for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, God, we thank you for the strength to carry on, God. Lord, those who are at the end of their rope, God, we thank you for the strength to climb up, God. We thank you right now, God, for the strength to stand in the midst of the storm. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for restoring the faith, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you right now for the miracle that's happening. Right now, God, we thank you right now for the healing right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now for your protection. Oh, God, because you protected us and you kept us safe from danger seen and unseen. Oh, God, we ask that you would continue to cover this nation. Cover it under your blood, God. Keep us safe, oh, God. Oh, God, from every terrorist in and out, oh, God, of this nation. Oh, God, cover us with your blood. Assign angels on every border, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak peace right now in the White House. Oh, God, I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus among our leaders, God. I speak peace right now among our political leaders. I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let there be peace. Let peace abide in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your power dwell within the White House. Send the Holy Ghost in that place. Save, oh, God. Save in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and touch every spiritual leader. Lord, touch them now from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh, God. Give them a word from on high, God. Give them a divine word from you for your people, God. Oh, God, that it may deliver your people, that it may set them free, God, in the name of Jesus, that it may heal their pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Remove self, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, bind the hands of the wicked one, God, in the name of Jesus. Expose those that should be exposed, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, I thank you right now. Yes, God, touch our children, Lord. Touch them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every child, every boy and every girl, every child, every baby, every adolescent, oh, God, every teenager, God, touch, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect them in the name of Jesus. Protect them, oh, God, as they travel to and from school, God, even within the school systems, God. I bind perversion right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep our children safe, God. Keep them sane, oh, God. And, Lord, protect them from the enemy of suicide in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. And strengthen them in the time of their weakness, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you right now because even as we pray, you're working out the situation. And, Lord, we bless you. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we magnify your name, God, because truly you are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity, God, to speak with your people and to pray over their souls, God. Those who have a desire to be saved, God, save them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and let them walk in holiness. Let them walk in holiness, oh, God. Separate, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Coming from out of the world, because you said that we are in the world, but not to be of the world. To be holy as you are holy, God. Therefore, to be separate, oh, God, from all other things, oh, God, and we thank you right now for that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl who have given their
lives to you, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we cover all in your blood. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah.